The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, we roll on. We've got a great show here tonight, and I'll tell you, it's the guest list, the hits just keep coming. The guests are awesome tonight. Before we get to Kalia Ojai, let me just tell you a couple things. NCAA Men's College Cup is here December 9th. That's the semis. The final's on the 11th. This is in Houston. We don't know who the teams are yet, but this is playing for a national title. Tickets are at NCAA.com. I would urge us in the community. This is an opportunity for us to put some fans in BBVA Compass Stadium, because the last two men's college cups, without, honestly, there was nobody there. And we can make a statement here in Houston. So, you know, there's Dynamo players that have won college cups. Rob Lovejoy, Callie Brown did it with UNC and Virginia. Let's get out to BBVA Compass Stadium. NCAA.com is where you get your tickets. Let's get after this, and let's get some people in there December, because I think it... an empty stadium on national TV doesn't do a lot for Houston, and this has to happen organically. So it's really got to be up to you to get involved with it, because there's not a lot of marketing dollars behind this, and we're trying to spread the word. NCAA.com for your tickets. And then a quick reminder here about Bud Light. I always speak on behalf of Bud Light, the Bud Light Party. People say the country's divided. We disagree on everything. It's not true. We agree on a lot, like puppy videos, three-day weekends, free parking, queso, margaritas, Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo. You know what everybody else loves? Beer. Nothing brings America together like Bud Light. Raise one right now. Join the Bud Light Party and myself every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. All right. Perfect intro now. Kalia Ojai had the wonderful finish. 11 goals tied at the top of the league at the end of the NWSL season. Gets called in to the U.S. Women's National Team. And guess who joins us now? Kalia Ojai. Kalia?
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you on, Kalia. And let's get right to it. First of all, you come in off the bench in Minnesota, 20,000-plus fans, and I think it's, 48 seconds in? It's less than a minute. I'm calling this game, and you come in this game and score literally on one of your first touches, taking a defender on. What was that moment like? Because I saw your face, the excitement. And it was just another meaningful piece in your soccer career.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was the best moment of my career so far, for sure. And I knew I didn't have much time coming off the bench. I think there was like 10 minutes left in the game. And so I knew that with that time I had to make a statement, and for that to happen, under a minute, it was incredible. It was a great pass by Kristen Press, and everything just worked out perfectly. And yeah, it was so far the coolest moment in my career.
And I love the way you kind of fended a defender off with your left hand to kind of create a shooting opportunity going to your right.
Yeah, that's kind of I usually play on the left. You've seen a lot of my games. That's the shot that I love, that I can kind of cut inside and hit with my right. So the positioning and everything was just perfect. And yeah, it was a perfect moment for me.
All right, so you've been in camp with the national team now, and this is something we know you've really desired this, and your play has warranted that from the NWSL. Kalia Ojai joining us here on ESPN 97.5. So tell me about the camps, because, you know, I was at training on a Monday out in Salt Lake City, and it's highly competitive. I don't think there's any question.
Yeah, definitely. It's so competitive. Every single training session, you're competing to play, and it's such a high level that mentally it's really taxing, and there's nothing like it. Even as far as the NWSL, you really can't prepare for that environment until you're there. So So, yeah, at first it was an adjustment. The speed of play is so high. Everyone is so good. And so you really have to be switched on the entire time. And that was an adjustment. But I could feel throughout the week I was getting more and more used to that. And, I mean, it's a huge reason why they're the best team in the world is because their training sessions every single day, even if it's a light training session or, like you said, a training session right before a game, it's going to be intense. It might be short, but mentally you have to be switched on or you're not going to do well.
Yeah, and especially like you were amongst a lot of new faces that were brought in by Jill Ellis, which I thought was very, very refreshing. But talking about that speed of play and adjusting to all of that, it's very different what is expected out of you at that level than the way you play maybe at the Houston Dash, right? The style of play, yeah. The purpose of play.
Yeah, definitely. I think with all the new girls coming in, the biggest struggle, I think, is just keeping your confidence high because you get in, you've been dreaming of this your entire career, and it's scary, and it's tough. You have to remember why you got there and what makes you special as a player, and the coaches throughout the week kept reminding us you have to keep your confidence and you have to just remember who you are as a player. So that's a huge challenge, I think, going in. But all the veterans that were there were so awesome to us new girls, and they really helped us kind of just with, like, simple logistics, those types of things, but also on the field. They were really, really positive, and I roomed with Kelly O'Hara, and she was such a fun, good roommate for me. She really made me feel comfortable. So we were lucky with the veterans that we had in camp because they were really helpful. But, yeah, definitely – coming in as a new player, it was difficult, and it's difficult when you kind of don't feel like you know what you're doing or you don't know how everything goes. So it is an adjustment, and it takes some time to get used to that.
Kaylee Ojai joining us here on ESPN 97.5 at Soccer Matters. After you left that camp, you've digested all this. You've had an opportunity to process it as a player. Any elements of your game that in order for you to survive internationally that you've really got to think about in the future?
Yeah, definitely. I had a lot of really good conversations with Jill about moving forward. A big thing that she talked about is if I'm playing outside mid, which is what I would be playing with the national team, just getting more comfortable combining with the forwards and finding different ways to beat my defender, stuff like that. Also little things like unbalancing my defender when I'm beating them, just little things that you might not think about at the NWSL level, but if you want to play internationally, it's just little nuances that she wants me to add to my game. And just that conversation and getting me thinking about those things has already helped so much. And hopefully moving forward, if I get invited into the November camp, I can start working on those even more.
And that's a little different for you because normally, you know, look, you're against the last line of a defense. You're the person that final ball's being delivered to. And now, in some ways, if you're playing as a midfielder, you're going to have to be a bit of a provider as well, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a little bit different just because I'm lower on the field. And so you are expected to score goals and create goals, but also be more of a playmaker. And so the biggest role model for me right now, just watching the national team, is probably Tobin, because I think she has found a way to be dangerous, and she can beat people off the dribble, but she's also a great playmaker. So that's definitely who I watched throughout camp, and I watched a lot of film, and just trying to emulate that because I think she has that down perfectly.
Well, you know what? You had an outstanding NWSL season. It couldn't happen to a nicer person, and just what an indelible moment that was for you to see your smile on your face and to produce that and see the reaction out of the fans and your teammates. I guess this is why we play the game, right?
Yeah, it really is. It was an awesome moment.
Kaylee, thank you very much. Best of luck with your national team future.
Thank you so much, Glenn.